Good morning. Thank you for joining the annual meeting of Eagle Financial Services, Incorporated. All attendees are in listen-only mode. Should you wish to ask a question, please click on the comment bubble on the top line to type your question. Your name and question will be placed in queue, and the chairman will respond following the presentation. Please include your email address should your question require follow-up after the meeting. The polls will close at 10:15 a.m. If you have joined this meeting as a guest, you will not have the option to vote shares or to ask questions. The meeting will begin momentarily. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Tom Gilpin, Chair of the Board of Directors. It is my pleasure to welcome you and thank you for attending the 30th Annual Meeting of Eagle Financial Services, Incorporated, parent company of the Bank of Clark County. We can proudly say that the Bank of Clark County is now the fourth oldest bank in Virginia, celebrating its 140th continuous year of service to our shareholders, our customers, and our community. We appreciate you joining our meeting and hope you will find the information interesting and informative. I will now call to order this annual meeting of shareholders. Without objection, I will appoint Mike Bryan as parliamentarian of this meeting. The Board of Directors has appointed Kaylee Crozen to serve as Inspector of Election. The polls for casting ballots or submitted proxies are now open. For purposes of determining the presence of a quorum, and for all matters on which shareholders will vote at this meeting, the polls will close prior to the adjournment of this meeting. I will now call on Kaylee to certify the mailing of the notice of this meeting to shareholders.
Mr. Chairman, the company shareholder register reflects that as of the close of business on the record date of March 18, 2021, there were 3,429,686 shares outstanding and entitled to vote at this meeting. I hereby certify that notice of this meeting was mailed on or before April 7, 2021 to all shareholders of record on the record date in accordance with the corporation's bylaws.
Thank you, Kaylee. Will you please report on the number of shares represented in person or by proxy?
We do not have a final count at this time, however, a quorum is present.
Thank you. I will call on you later in the meeting for your report. I would like now to call on Bank of Clark County President and CEO Brandon Lorey, who will deliver the 2020 annual report, certainly an unusual year.
Thank you, Tom, and good morning, everyone. To say that 2020 was a year of challenges, opportunities, and successes would be an understatement. A year ago, at my first address, I would have never thought that a pandemic would still be around a year later, and while it would appear that we are nearing the light at the end of the tunnel, there is still much work to be done. This morning, I will be providing some updated information on where we are as an organization with regards to COVID, PPP, and other ongoing initiatives, but first, I would like to take a moment to look back at 2020 and celebrate some of our successes. As I mentioned in my letter to the shareholders, 2020 marked another year of firsts for the company in its 139-year history, including moving above the $1 billion mark in size, a record net income of $11.2 million, the 35th consecutive year of dividend increase to $1.04, and an increase in earnings per share of 15% to $3.27. As has been the case for many years, Eagle Financial Services experienced strong financial growth and success against the backdrop of a multitude of challenges, including a flat yield curve, a global pandemic, economic uncertainty, and unknown credit impacts. The success was driven by continued and disciplined credit focus, attention to expense management, and dedication to our customers. That dedication again received recognition and awards from our markets, such as Winchester Star's award for being the best bank and being named Loudoun Now's favorite in the banking category, to name a few. This success is, in large part, due to the company's unwavering commitment to ensuring that we meet our customers' financial needs at all levels while maintaining our focus on centering the customer in everything we do. From a results perspective, despite an incredibly challenging year on a number of fronts, the company's 2020 results were quite robust in a multitude of categories. Loan and deposit compound annual growth rates were 11.03 and 12.97% respectively, reflecting $192 million in loan growth and $242 million in new deposits. Ending the year at just over $1 billion in total assets, the company is poised for continued and measured growth over a long period of time. In 2020, returns on average assets on equity were 1.11 and 11.03%, respectively. As I mentioned earlier, the company increased its annual dividend by 4 cents to $1.04 per share, which reflects 35 consecutive years of increases. As a result of the continued growth, strong credit metrics, and expense management, the company realized its highest net income in a 139-year history at $11.2 million, despite a number of one-time costs associated with the pandemic and PPP-related items. Looking forward, we have much to be proud and thankful for as we move into 2021, especially for our employees and the communities we serve. The executive team, with oversight from the board, continued to implement the long-range strategic plan that was first set in motion in the fall of 2019. While the pandemic temporarily altered some of the priorities set forth in the plan, it served the institution well over the past year and will continue to do so going forward. This plan has become, in many ways, our creed, that we center the customer in everything we do. Functionally, this means that allowing customers to bank on their terms by leveraging technology that allows them to interact through the channel they prefer, whether that's online, over the phone, or in a branch. I'm also happy to report that over 70% of the new business relationships that were garnered as part of the Paycheck Protection Program are now customers of the bank. These represent many relationships that came to the bank from larger institutions who are looking for the personal touch and superior customer service that we have become known for. At the end of the day, what differentiates us is our tradition of building lifelong relationships with our customers and communities. By leveraging the power of every connection we have at our disposal, we aim to become the foremost trusted partner and preferred provider of financial solutions for the communities we serve. Our focus remains on our four key initiatives that will take us through 2021 and beyond: enhancing efficiency and productivity, enhancing revenue drivers, achieving maximum ROA and ROE targets, and reinvesting in our employees and technology. Regardless of the macro or microeconomic issues we face, these four strategic themes will ensure the company continues to make sound decisions in an unpredictable economic environment. To close, words cannot express my gratitude for the employees of the Bank of Clark County. This past year has been nothing like any of us have ever experienced, and I could not be prouder of how the bank has performed as a direct result of its employees. Classified as an essential business, we have been more than eager to meet and exceed that directive and have done so time and time again. From members of the Paycheck Protection Program project team that worked through the night to ensure loans were submitted to SBA so we could secure funds for our community, to our newly christened remote workers trying to juggle their now concurrent home and office, and to our customer-facing employees, those unable to work remotely, who put and continue to put their health at risk every day to ensure we meet our charge as an essential business in our community. Finally, I would like to thank those of you on the phone, our shareholders, for your confidence in the company, its board of directors, and my management team. Your continued support of this organization ensures that we are able to serve our wonderful communities, customers, and employees while providing you with ever stronger returns on your investments. Thank you. I'd like to move for adoption by the shareholders of this report and that the same be made as part of the minutes of this meeting.
Mr. Lorry has made the motion. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And that motion is approved. Thank you, Brandon. There are two items for consideration at today's meeting as set forth in the proxy statement. The first is to elect three directors, Mary Bruce Glaze, Carrie C. Nelson, and Deborah E. Addo, each for a term of 3 years. Second, to ratify the appointment of Yount, Hyde & Barbour, P.C., as our independent registered public accounting firm for the year ending December 31st, 2021. As the items of business for this annual meeting area set forth in the proxy statement, no motions or seconds are required from the floor to act on these items. The company's transfer agent has previously tabulated the shareholders' proxy votes on the foregoing items of business. Additionally, voting is open during this meeting should you wish to cast your vote or change a previous vote. At this point, I would like to introduce the board members who are here in person in attendance and then those who are virtually in attendance. They are Mary Bruce Glaze, Scott Hamburger, Douglas Rinker, John Stokely, Carrie Nelson, Thomas Byrd, Robert Smalley Jr., John R. Millison, and Brandon Laurie. I would also very much want to mention two board members who have recently retired, or as of this meeting, are retiring from the board, Randall G. Vinson and James R. Wilkins, Jr. Randy and Jim together provided over 60 years of wise counsel to our bank, and we will miss them greatly and wish them our very best in their retirement from our board. Now I would like to resume the business portion of our annual meeting. The inspector advises that she has completed her report, and I will ask Kaylee to give us the results at this time. Kaylee?
There are over 2,067,000 shares represented in person or by proxy, which represents over 60% of the outstanding shares. Therefore, I certify a quorum exists for the transaction of business at this meeting.
Thank you.
Also, by necessary votes required for such action, the election of directors has been approved, having received a majority of the affirmative votes. As well, ratification of Yonhad and Barber has been approved, having received a majority of the affirmative votes.
Thank you for your report, Kaylee. The inspector's report will be filed with the minutes of this meeting. At this time, as is our custom, we are prepared to answer questions if any have been submitted by shareholders. This is the shareholders' meeting, so if there are any questions, you have had the opportunity to type that in. So I do not see any. Okay. Brandon, do you have anything further?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. Thank you all for being with us today. There being no further business, I declare this annual meeting of Eagle Financial Services, Inc. and the Bank of Clark County to be adjourned. Thank you.
This concludes the meeting. You may now disconnect.